With Morrisons More Card, you can now earn double points on fuel, which is 10 points per litre. So that's more filling up on points when you fill up on fuel. Download the Morrisons More app today.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores. T's and C's apply. See in store or online for details. Ends 15th of October.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. So let's meet the team. First up, looks like Suntus here.
Hello.
Hi Suntus, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, that's a nice jumper.
Thanks.
Also, Gav's here.
Hi.
You all right, Gav?
So good.
I like your trousers.
Thank you.
Okay. Harry's here. You all right there, Harry?
Hi, John.
You all right, Harry?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You I
right?
can't see anything. I can just see the top of your head. Oh, nice teeth, nice chest.
Yes.
And Big Si presides, but he won't say anything.
No.
This week on the show, we continue our search for the world's greatest nickname. Plus, we discuss which celebrities we want to see AI use in fake commercials.
Yeah.
This is after Tom Hanks was found doing a dental advert. He never did.
He never did it.
Yeah. No. But he said this demonstrates the sort of pressure actors are under.
Mm. Sure, sure.
And I've got a top tip if you want to earn a quick buck in central London. That's coming up. Enjoy our podcast. Here it is.
Radio X.
I went to Seville for the end of the ferrier.
Oh, yes.
Over the weekend, yeah.
Do you have any delicious food?
Yeah, I had loads of delicious food. It was just a two-dayer.
Yeah.
Had quite a few drinkies.
Did you have some drinkies?
Yes. What I discovered, there was at the hotel I was staying in, there was a rooftop bar.
Yes.
And one of those pools that looks big in the picture.
Oh, but it's just a little plunge pool. Yeah,
yeah, but you can just about lie in it.
Right. What, one person?
Yes.
You're kidding?
No, it's a bit bigger than that.
Okay.
But some of them a bit deceptive. You've got to watch it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So the turning point was when I went with my old pal of mine, Stu.
Yeah.
And the turning point was when we discovered that the bar, which didn't open until 4 on the rooftop bar.
Okay, yeah.
But nothing was locked.
Oh, it was like an honesty bar.
Yes.
Effectively.
Effectively, yeah. So no, we got an arrangement. All that matters is whenever we wanted a beer,
yeah,
and it always takes ages to get a drink by a pool, right?
Right, of course, yeah.
So whenever we wanted a beer, which we wanted quite a few, we listened to the Ryder Cup on the radio,
yeah,
and all I had to do is, when I went to the fridge, as long as I showed the beers to the security camera, then the people downstairs at reception
were
fine.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, because they could top them
no,
up.
No, but then they nodded the camera to acknowledge it, and it was all done.
This is the best hotel on earth.
It was unbelievable.
Added to your bill, to your bottom.
Yeah, to our tabs, unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes. I was thinking, well, I hope I'm not doing anyone out of a job here, but this is the best situation I've ever known. They were ice cold as well.
Wow, paying by camera.
Yes.
That's just awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway, unfortunately, on our flight this morning, for some reason, air traffic control stuff, something that's way beyond the fault of the airline.
Yeah.
Which doesn't have reclinable seats, incidentally.
Right.
Which should be against the law. I don't know if there's any select committee or
sure.
private members' bills, if they still do that in the Commons. But
it should be hauled over the coals. Yeah.
You shouldn't have a seat on a plane that is impossible to sleep in. You can't.
I agree.
It's just not fair to people.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How long was the flight?
About 2 hours.
Right.
But I still like a kippo. I'll just tell you. Let me tell you. If you sit there by an honesty bar.
I'm sure you're going to need a kip on the Monday morning.
The least they could have done was provided a comfortable bed on the plane.
It was bad enough before even the butt. Imagine what happened when the staff arrived.
Yeah.
And suddenly the world of shots opened up.
And delivery.
Yeah. At celebration time as well, yeah.
Oh.
Harry, you went to Devon?
I did go to Devon.
You avoided Cornwall?
I did avoid Cornwall.
Just, yeah.
Actually, a reasonable amount, like about an hour.
Right.
But yeah.
And was it hell on the roads?
No, it's lovely.
Damn.
Oh. No, that's a lie. Actually, coming back, there was a little bit, it was a little bit ropey.
Sounds good weekend?
Great weekend, thank you.
What did you do?
I DJ'd at a wedding and I went to see the Talking Heads film Don't Stop Making Sense in the cinema just around the corner here at the Prince Charles, which was amazing.
Is that one where he wears increasingly large
yes.
suits?
Yes, yeah. Although I thought his suit was increasingly large. The last time I watched it was back when I was a student, probably on a VHS. And I had this false memory that his suit got bigger through
it. Yes, that's what I thought.
It doesn't. It just changes. No, he changes into a different suit. So he wears a slim suit.
I thought the suit got bigger.
And then he comes on and he's wearing the big suit.
Good wedding.
False memory.
Good wedding.
Great wedding. Really fun.
Gav had the most extraordinary thing happen to him this weekend. This is why I've got everyone out of the way first. This morning.
Which thing?
The guy at the door.
Oh, yes, I did.
Gav, you just told me about it.
No, you've got me all panicked.
No, Gav.
So I had a knock on my door.
I've saved this to last.
I had a knock on my front door, and I went and answered it, and a gentleman there said, I'm from Maury, the Pole people.
Yeah.
Are you aware of what Rajar Diaries are?
You're joking.
He offered me a Rajar Diary.
Now, Rajar Diaries were our whole industry. Sorry, business. It's not industry, it's a business. But this is the sort of industrial end of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that makes us industrialists.
Sure, yeah.
I work in industry, don't I?
I couldn't believe my luck and then realised I couldn't take it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I told him.
Yeah.
He asked, he didn't ask me, but I said, I work on a radio show. And he said, I can't give you this then.
Right.
He got all secretive.
I cannot believe.
But did you tell him to pop next door?
No, I didn't say. I didn't say anything. He would have gone next door anyway. He was just going down my road.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So people in your road, you've got to find out who's in.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Really, honestly, Gav, you got actively canvas. I'm not kidding.
So you mean all those cakes I've got at home? Yes. I should hand them out to my neighbours.
First of all, you instantly. Should have, I don't know, pretended you couldn't speak English and shouted, Lara. She's missed. Lara! And then suddenly...
I know. She wasn't there, unfortunately. That would have been perfect.
Anyone, Gav. Anyone. Yeah.
I couldn't believe
it. Imagine that.
I've always wanted to do jury duty as well.
20 ticks every day for your huge, all your...
I know, yeah.
All your guests.
Radio X had 8 million new listeners.
No, seriously, so you're definitely not allowed to do it if you're in the industry.
According to him, I didn't actually know the ins and outs of it, but yeah, according to him.
What's interesting about it is they actually do exist. There are people.
I know, real people, knocking on people's doors.
Did you see one of them? Did he show you it?
He wouldn't let me see it.
No, did he?
I asked him to show me.
What, you didn't even see what it looked like?
He just lifted the lid of his pamphlet and some gold light came from underneath. Okay, that's as close as
this
I got.
This is God, Gav.
I know.
No, inches. But that's a real... Literally, one ticket represents 50,000 listeners.
I know.
It does. It's something ridiculous like that.
It's a great system.
I'm gutted. I'm real... Honestly, Gav... You're so honest.
Yeah.
No, I don't even listen to radio, really. I'd have gone.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 fan. Radio X.
And I could have had my broadcasting license revoked.
Okay, Gav, I'm not trying to encourage dishonesty amongst anyone. I mean, I at an honesty bar showing what extraordinary integrity I have. I'm just saying, in this case...
Yeah, well, you know. I didn't want to take the risk.
It's victimless, Gav. Sorry, Gav was offered a Rajar diary. This is the diary where all radio ratings come from.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're mythical.
They are, yeah, they are. Very rare items. I was genuinely worried, though, because I thought apparently it's 50 years in prison if you take a diary and you happen to work on a radio show.
Serious?
At least 50 years, yeah.
Serious stuff.
Hard labour.
Mm.
Gav, we've just missed a real opportunity.
I know.
It feels like.
It's so annoying because we've been tickling the big million figure. For a year or two now, and I could have just pushed us straight over there.
To me, it feels like that drop catch in
it
the
does,
ashes. It really
it
does.
Does.
It just feels like you just, it's there, that's it. This is ours for the taking. Victory.
It really does.
A bit of payback for something.
It was an open goal.
No, I just can't believe it. You know, you've got systems are there to be worked, right, kids?
Radio X.
Hey, I'll give you a first, yeah?
Mm. Go on.
So, I went out on the rouse. I went out for a drinky on Sunday.
Out on the rouse, you nearly said.
I didn't say out on the rouse.
You said raz nearly. All that was missing was the zzz.
I didn't say that, did I? What's weird is you heard what was unspoken.
Wow.
Just because I went ra.
You went out and got a little crispy.
Do you know something?
Yeah.
I was going to make sure. We got talking to these Spanish people outside this bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a really nice mob, yeah? Because there was no other seats available. So
yeah.
Sat down there. And they found out my mate Stu's a Man United fan. They all started seeing talking about how much they love Crystal Palace. It was funny.
Yep.
It was funny. Crystal Palace obviously beat Man United.
Yeah.
Anyway, when they left, they gave us their hats.
What?
These
what?
Big, no, they're sort of big straw hats.
They're like party this, hats.
Like party, no, it's like straw hats, like fedoras, like big
oh,
hats.
Oh, great, nice.
Is this some kind of tradition in
no,
Spain?
No, 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 I don't know what, they right. gave us their hats.
Yeah.
They sound like quite the comics.
They said, no, yeah, the hats, obviously, they'd had a long day, these hats, like you can see. Okay. Anyway, so they gave us these hats, yeah. these big straw hats.
They were past their best.
They're like sort of Stetsons.
Okay,
but
yeah.
No, floppier.
Right, but not sombreros,
no, big, obviously. I'll show you a picture. God, Christ alive. Hang on, wait a second.
Slightly wilted, large
Stetson-y thing that's not a sombrero.
Yeah, show you, yeah.
We can imagine.
I'm about to show.
We can imagine such a hat.
Sunter and Gavin, if you find it, of these hats.
Oh, goodness me.
No, what? No, you'll find them. They're not. Look, here we go. Here's our hats.
Okay.
There's our hats.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
So they're big like, hats. They're like big Panama hats.
They look like
big
a pair of spies.
They're like, you look like a pair of spies. Anyway,
you look like Brits abroad.
Anyway, yeah. But we were refused entry.
To what?
Into a bar.
Really?
Into your hats.
No, because they said, you look like you're having too much fun. Yeah. Says, I go, why? He goes, you're having too much fun. I'm like, what?
It was the hats, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
It was the hats never, and the
I've
and the
never
merriment.
Been denied entry anywhere.
For having too much fun.
Because looking like I was having too much fun. He said, you're having too much fun already.
Enough for you.
No, but but we were like, but it looks more fun in fun.
Fun in there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man.
83936, have you ever been denied access to somewhere because you're having too much fun?
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Thang. Radio X.
So, I'm in Seville at the weekend.
Yeah.
Me and my pal Stu, for some reason, these Spanish people, they gave us their hats. They didn't need them.
Yeah.
They're like
it.
Big, cheap, floppy spy Panama hats.
Yes.
Right.
So we put these hats on.
Yep.
Oh,
and we'd had
like
a few
spies.
Drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
And we go to this bar and they said, no, you can't come in.
No, you look too...
We go, why? He goes, because you look like you're having too much fun.
Yeah. You were too fun.
Banned from a pub. Yeah, so we were banned. So anyway, we're just looking at some of the instances when you've been actually banned from a pub just for having too much fun.
Yeah.
I was on a naval reunion in Wetherspoons in Doncaster.
Wow.
Famously coastal.
God, the Doncaster Wetherspoons, the mind boggles.
No, no, but it's not...
Very naval, yeah.
I would describe Doncaster as quite away from the sea. It's an odd place. I'm just saying, it's an odd place for a naval reunion.
Sure.
Anyway, it's about 2 p.m. on a Saturday. We were asked to leave as we were laughing too much.
Really?
How about that?
That's weird, because a pub afternoon, that's some free income,
but Wetherspoons
isn't it?
Yeah. As well, they really sell themselves as fun.
Yeah, right.
They're fun pubs.
Right.
They don't have any noise in there, do they? They have no music or anything, so...
Right.
They like
right?
People like to go in there for a quiet pint.
A
okay,
serious
fair enough.
Drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was refused service at a bar because I'd had too much fun. The barman said, I can tell by the way you're talking. I told him it was a speech impediment. He apologised and poured my drink. Thank you very much indeed, Robin. What are you seeing there, Sons?
Mark from Barking says, I was denied access to a pub in Brighton because you've had enough already.
Quote.
I wouldn't have minded, but I had just finished work and was completely sober.
That's...
Do you know what...
I wouldn't know what
okay,
to think.
Do you know what yeah. Exactly the same pretty much happened to me in this dreadful pub in Chelsea, which is often featured in Made in Chelsea.
Oh, is it? Right,
I used
right,
to watch
right.
with my daughter. Yes. Dreadful little pub. It used to be fantastic. George Best used to drink there. It was a great little brewery.
Right, right.
Phoebe Arms.
Mm.
I go in there and I just want a drink. And this guy behind the counter goes, vodka tonic, please.
Yeah.
Which is my winter opener.
Sure, right. Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. And a moose boosh.
Yes, it is. It's a bit of an opener, So I said, a vodka tonic, please. And make it a large one. He goes, and he pours the tonic.
Mm.
Yeah.
He goes, there you go. I go, what about the vodka? He goes, no, I don't think so.
Really? All smug?
I was going, what? He goes,
not for you, pal.
No, but it was so passag.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Really passive aggressive. He's an Italian or something.
Right.
And I was like, I haven't had anything to drink. He goes, oh, yeah, right.
But also...
No, honestly, I mean, I was so angry. I said, can I speak to the manager? He goes,
yeah.
the cheek as well to expect you to pay for a tonic when you've asked.
Yes. Yeah,
also, the passag to pour a tonic out as if he's going to, oh, this will do
you.
But
it's one of these things, I'm not kidding. Even telling you the story now, I'm saying.
It's making me angry.
I'm furious.
Really angry.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope you left.
I was so... I tell you what, he nearly wore the tonic. Mm. A tonic
wouldn't
suit.
Have helped your argument, though, to be fair.
It would have, no, but I was just... I think I've been going to this pub about 20 years before the refurb.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's evidently they have refurbed the bar staff to the detriment of the establishment.
A little too much.
do you like it, though, that language you go into when you're complaining? You suddenly become quite the squire.
Well, it's I was assured.
Yeah, I was assured.
What is the charge?
Yeah. No, I'm not, honestly. Right. Open the door, see what you find. A refurb in this case.
Yeah.
Never a good sign.
It's never a good sign. The Beehive, where I used to drink in South London, they refurbed it. No one went there, so he defurbed it. He's well shown. He says, I'm going to downfurb, see?
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Open the door, see what you find. Well, sometimes not Deborah. hi, TJ, and the brilliant 4 till 7 Thang team. Can I just say, you can put the brilliant before me as well.
Well, I'm...
no, but just...
Speak as you find, Deborah.
Yep.
No, I just don't really like that. Hi, TJ, and of course, your brilliant team.
Yeah.
No, sorry, not even yours, just and the team. The brilliant.
Maybe it's implied that you're brilliant.
I'd like to be... No, it's not implied, actually.
Well,
it's a long way from being... Okay. So Deborah, she's okay. She's not my favourite listener anymore. I've not been denied access into somewhere as having too much fun, but I've definitely been thrown out of numerous places for having too much fun.
Yeah.
That's what you've done there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. She's in Nottinghamshire. Also, I got refused entry to a club as I had the three top buttons of my shirt under.
Right.
Looking too casual.
Oh.
I did the buttons up. And the bouncer let me in. When I got in, I noticed that half the club were in matching tracksuits.
Oh.
What is that about?
How casual is that?
There's nothing more casual than a tracksuit.
There's nothing more casual
there's
than a
nothing more casual. There isn't, is there?
Gav's obsessed with tracksuit jobs. You're obsessed with it, though. No, what Gav's obsessed with is someone who wakes up, puts on a tracksuit.
That's fine, it's just tracksuit. All day.
He's obsessed with the tracksuit society.
Mm. Are you slightly jealous?
No, well, of course, yeah.
No, but they're not doing sport.
I'd like a tracksuit to do for me for a whole day.
Wake up, put on a tracksuit, head out.
Done.
I might wear a tracksuit tomorrow.
Radio X.
I'm on the way to work today, and I was in a bit early because I was a bit hungry anyway. But you're on the way and you're hungry, but you really haven't established what you're going to do.
Right, you haven't formed a plan yet.
You literally think an answer will occur to you when you get out the tube station.
Well, it can do around London's Leicester Square.
But normally it can actually just sort of think, oh, I've had that.
Yeah.
Pret, really?
Yeah,
and
again.
You think, oh, the wings, walk to work.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm walking through the tube station.
Yeah.
And now, do you remember? It's a really weird one, but you know the busking space.
Yeah.
Down in.
In the tube.
In the tube.
Yeah.
Well, there was just a guy, a Chinese guy, on the phone there.
Yeah.
With a leather jacket on his shoulders, he's really sharp. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
He was just standing there on the phone.
Right. As what was the act?
Yeah, but people were giving him money.
What?
Yeah, no, he wasn't even an act. He looked baffled. He looked like he was just speaking Mandarin on the phone. Just, I'm not going to imitate him. He's just standing there. A couple of people going past giving him money. They just.
He looked like a character in a movie or something.
You stand there, you get money.
Wow.
Quite loud. Was he like really kind of keeping.
Yes. That's why I'm not going to do the impression, but
right,
he's
yeah,
speaking
yeah.
really loud, like Mandarin or Cantonese. I don't know. Could have been any of it.
Yeah.
I don't know the dialect.
Sure.
But it was amazing. People were going past and just putting a bit of cash down. I'm thinking, wow, you've just got to stand there.
Did he have a hat on the floor?
Was there
something?
A hat?
No, there was no hat on the floor.
Just a little pile of money.
Just money. People were just putting money on the circuit. There was no target area, nothing.
Wow.
There might have been a Metro newspaper on the ground.
Right.
Someone had just dumped.
Yeah.
And they were just using it. But basically, I was thinking, is that a show now?
Maybe they're just thanking him for not playing an alto saxophone.
Right. Or Gav and I have discussed in the past.
Yeah.
If you've noticed about buskers, they very rarely play a conventional instrument.
Yeah, it's always something slightly different.
It's,
yeah.
it's a guitar that's a got, version that's of, got yeah. no guitar in it.
Yeah, it's just
one,
air.
One of those violins that's got no violin, or a cello that's just the keyboard.
Just a frame,
the fingerboard.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're thinking, well, maybe if you've got a proper instrument, you know, you might...
you get hired on a real gig.
People might take you seriously.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Or they have some sort of weird, like a one-string bass.
Yeah, right.
Or like a nine-string bass.
They do, yeah. And even when they've got like a normal acoustic guitar, they're sort of playing drums all over it. Or they're not just playing a song.
Yeah, right. And so I was just thinking to myself, well, maybe that's... Anyway, this guy's just playing the phone.
Wow.
Playing the phone.
He's having a conversation with I don't know... Well, I don't know who.
Yep. At volume.
Yes. No, but Sean's really at volume.
Right.
I think that's why everyone thought
that's
it was a show.
That's why people thought it was an act. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he thought it was an act. It's like...
And he was just cross.
It could have been deep performance art I fell for. You know, it could have been really...
Maybe.
Could be.
You don't often get performance art on the tube.
No, you don't often get performance art on the tube.
I now want to go to China in a tweed suit and have a loud English conversation on the phone.
Yeah.
People start giving you money.
And I'm going to need that like yesterday, Hugo. Oh, you're right.
Speak for Marjorie.
Probably speaking, that's probably what he was saying.
Yeah, right.
There's no way. No, not for £5,000, are you nuts?
Sell at 4.3.
Call Seb, tell him no. When it gets to 88, sell a bloody lot. Anyway, when I got out of there, I was so fired up. I went straight into Chinatown, got myself Chinese.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
What did you go for your lunch, Chinese?
I went for crispy noodles with chow su pork, like a plum gravy.
Delicious.
And bok choy, pak choy on it.
Lovely.
Yum, yeah, and an ice cold Coca-Cola, which I always think is the perfect accompaniment to a Chinese. So thanks for influencing me.
Tonight, siblings will squabble, couples will clash, buddies will brawl over dominoes. When the doorbell rings, the only thing you'll hear is betrayal. Because the best brings out the worst in us. Dominoes, tearing loved ones apart since 1985. Cause a commotion tonight with the Tasty Trio deal. Large pizza, classic side and a drink. Only $19.99. Until 12 November 23. Delivery charges may apply. T's and C's, see dominoes.co.uk.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Right, I've just been looking at Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been... His identity has been stolen.
What do you mean?
He said that a dental advertisement that he stars in and talks in is fake. It's artificial intelligence.
You're kidding.
No. The Apollo 13 actor said he had nothing to do with the advert.
Right.
Posting a screenshot of his computer-generated image on Instagram. Beware, there's a video out there promoting some dental plan with an AI version of me. It looks like him, but sort of handsomer.
Yeah.
And I've got nothing to do with it.
Wow, and they AI'd his voice as well, obviously. Yeah, now, yeah. Wow.
It shows a slightly younger version of him.
Oh, that's a dig, isn't it?
Big Hanks.
What I think is shame on the AI guys.
Why?
Well, dental stuff. They could have done something really scandalous with gravitized, you know?
But that's terrifying, because they can make him say anything.
I know, but power tools, you know? Drive like a maniac, adverts. Tom says, drive like a...
Motorbikes.
Yes. Don't worry about drunk driving. Have a cut up. But I'm sure I mean they could do something a bit more imaginative.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, for me, I was just a bit, I don't know, I just felt a bit cheesed off. I sort of read that, I thought, dental stuff.
I'd have him advertising British pork.
Yes, yes, he could have done British
in that
pork.
Voice, yeah, with his face, though.
Yeah, he could have said that. Look, pointing to his kids and stuff, he goes, Todd's got plenty.
Fred's got plenty.
She's got it all, the wife.
She's got what it takes.
She's got what it takes, my wife.
He's so weird seeing Tom Hanks.
British pork. British pork. Much more interesting, though. I was so disappointed. Anyway, it's estimated that one in four... the image shows a younger version of the 67-year-old Forrest Gump star with noticeably darker hair than his recent appearance.
Oh. Right, yeah, yeah.
Hanks has previously suggested that AI means his 32-year-old self could keep appearing in films long after his death. I'd go younger. I'd like Volunteers too. Do you ever see that?
No, how old is he?
Oh, that's when he's...
He's a
sort of volunteer... what do they call it? What's that thing?
Peace Corps.
Peace Corps. Yeah, that's right,
overseas missionary. He's a sort of a playboy kid. Yeah. But when I interviewed him years ago in my shed, and he said that's his favourite film, that's his favourite thing he's ever done.
Is that the one where the guy's got a knife called Mike?
Yes.
On his side?
Yeah, and the guy, he asks one of the women who's on the Peace Corps if they want a date, and he says... We'd like you to come for dinner with us.
Yeah, me and Mike.
Me and Mike. He's got a big, like a...
It's like a Bowie knife.
It's a, because they're in the jungle.
Right.
He does use it for hunting and stuff like that.
But he talks to it.
Yeah, he goes... and then he walks away and he goes, I think she likes us, Mikey.
really creepy.
It's really funny, that film.
It's really funny. I know it sounds quite weird in this climate. God, just shows you what different times we live in.
Yeah.
A man can't have a conversation with a knife without it being funny. In an interview this year, he compared the technology to the invention of the printing press and said that audiences won't care if actors' faces had been digitally created, and in those who thought otherwise had more faith in the human condition than others.
Right.
Absolutely right. I tell you where, for me, it really did all come unstuck.
Where?
The Irishman.
Oh, yeah, it was odd, wasn't it?
That was
that was the changeover moment. Definitely. It was weird.
What, De Niro having purple eyes?
Right.
It was ridiculous. And then when he tried to give the...
He gave that guy a shooing on the pavement, and it looked so geriatric.
It looked like he had this really young face, but then he had legs of like an old boy coming out of a bowls club. I'm not too old to give you a kicking. I shouldn't wonder. He was sort of bow-legged and stuff.
It was so unconvincing.
Yeah, it was weird.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Tom Hanks, the face of Silic Bang, someone's saying. It's a great choice. That's fantastic.
That'd be so funny.
That's brilliant, isn't it? What else have I got? Sorry, this is 4 to 7 on Radio X. I like Chuck Norris doing Violeta mops. But, you know, just a bit ninja with them.
Yeah, right.
Swinging them around a bit.
Show us a few uses.
Yeah, like Jackie Chan. Really giving it.
God, that'd be some QVC sales, wouldn't it? With him showing all the uses.
Judi Dench, just doing, like, chat lines.
Wow. I'd have Sean Bean doing eyeliner.
Yes.
Proper makeup.
Yes, yeah, proper makeup.
A Max Factor.
It sounds like the advert.
Because it's worth it.
Makes you look proper nice.
Yeah. Look proper nice.
Oil of Ole.
Lankim.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang. Radio X.
So, Tom Hanks, some AI genius, has got him doing a tooth whitening advert that he never did. Mm. But it looks really convincing. He's a bit younger in it. So, we said to you, age no problem. You can do it. Who do you want to marry with which project? Yeah. So far, I think Morrissey doing Burger King, which was... Singing it as well. Burger King.
God, that'd be funny.
King. Be fantastic. Going in there, tell him to whopper it. Sons, what you got there? What you seeing?
James Waters says Brad Pitt doing Andrew's liver salts.
Ah, oh,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Anything for indigestion.
Yeah.
Love that.
Anything for indigestion. Or you know those adverts when it's like TV's diarrhea man? A wedding.
Right,
or
yeah.
It's like this.
Oops.
We got you the advert. Now you're going to be TV's diarrhea, a wedding guy. But Brad Pitt doing that just before he goes into an action sequence.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh, it's happening again. What else have I got in there? Oh, Stanislavski, fronted by Vladimir Putin. I enjoyed immensely.
Mind you, any Soviet leader doing stairlifts.
What Brezhnev?
Stalin.
Different. Stalin lift. Oh, no. That already looks quite good. But him looking really severe, descending.
As he's rising or descending, yeah.
It's a Stalin. Of course. I think Prince Charles. Sorry, King Charles doing like Ford vans.
Definitely, yeah.
You can see that.
King of the road. Defo.
Okay, go on. What you got, Gavin?
I like this one from Dan in Crewe. He wants to see Frank Carsing promoting the latest Dolce & Gabbana aftershave.
Dolce & Gabbana aftershave. Or just rigatoni.
Rigatoni.
Anthony Hopkins, but dressed up as Hannibal Lecter doing the British pork advert.
Oh, my God.
That'd be really good. With the family there, it'd be fantastic.
Fava beans.
Someone said, yeah, right. We buy any car, but with Kim Jong-un.
Oh, man.
That'd be great. And also smoking it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well.
Always smoking.
Smoking around whatever car it is.
Liam Gallagher advertising private healthcare plans.
So get a booper.
They got nice lawns out front.
Don't be...
They'll look after you.
Yeah. When you passed it, like, oh. especially they fake it up, so he's a bit older in it as well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, really get into it. You got the AI there. Embrace the technology.
Love that.
Ray Winston doing men's incontinence pants. That's from
Julian
Bileswick.
Peter Beardsley or Shane McGowan advertising new teeth veneers.
Yes,
that's been sent in by Nigel in Barnsley.
That's a good one. Thank you very much.
Sales will rocket, reckons Nigel.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Tom Jones just doing the shake and back, exactly the same.
But really singing it.
Do the shake and back. Really loudly.
Really dancing while he hoovers.
Yeah. Oh, God. Old style Tom as well.
Radio X.
Gav?
Yeah.
Have you got a hero?
Sure.
Sometimes, this will be impressive. This is bound to be impressive.
Oh, it will be.
If my singing of Maximo Park's Our Velocity right here on Radio X, 4 till 7 thing on a Friday, didn't impress you, then Gav's heroic little slot is going to open up something spectacular.
Okay, the hero today, Johnny, is Mike Veck, son of Wild Bill Veck, who we had on yesterday as the hero. He was the first owner to buy and field black players in Major League Baseball. But his son, Mike, did the same thing Bill did. Bill had worked for his father at the White Sox.
And it caused a riot.
Well, that's what happened. So he was working at the White Sox for Bill Veck, his father, and he was trying to get out from under his father's shadow. So he decided to take on quite a big promotional thing. And he did a thing that became known as Disco Demolition Night. The Disco Sucks movement was huge at the time. 1979, he was about 20-odd years old, and he decided to just invite as many people as he could. He said, bring a disco record, you'll get in cheap. They were expecting 20,000 people. 47,000 young men showed up. And
all of whom hated disco.
There was a smell of marijuana in the air. They were burning disco records outside the ground. They blew up a load of disco records during the sort of halftime. And it went turned into a riot. They stole the bases. They destroyed the field. Now to abandon the game. It was terrible.
It's heartbreaking because Gav.
Yeah.
That's where the song Disco Inferno comes from, incidentally.
Right.
But they built fires with piles of records.
That's right. Yeah. And it got out of hand, and it ruined his prospective career as a baseball man.
It broke his dad's heart.
Absolutely.
It's his dad who introduced the song "Take Me Down to the Ball Game." So old Bill Veck is on the pitch with his peg,
trying to get everyone back in the stands.
With his peg legs singing.
It's so sad.
Take me down to the ball game. There's just these rockers running around starting fires. Go, Gav, it's a vision of hell.
It's amazing. Anyway, Mike spent 10 years in the wilderness drinking and worrying about what he'd done to his poor dad's baseball club.
Yeah.
And then he's pulled his act together. And in the early 90s, he founded a team based on a previous team called the St. Paul Saints in Minnesota, right near the Minnesota Twins.
Gav, he bought the club for $200. He was able to rent the ground for $200.
Yeah. That's right. And the ground they had was really horrible. Run down right near a railway track, and he just planted flowers, and his philosophy was just fill the ground, don't worry about the team, just fill the ground and make the community want to be here and enjoy the underdog status. He had a saying, nobody ever cheered on Goliath.
No one ever cheered for Goliath.
Nobody ever went, crush that kid.
Do you know something, though? Let's remember that in life.
Oh, it's brilliant. Anyway,
I have to remember that a lot, especially when I compete at stuff.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I do get booed and the crowd doesn't like me. And I should take heart from that. No one ever cheered Goliath.
Absolutely. They became one of the most successful teams in the Northern League and all of what they call independent baseball. That is any minor teams not owned by a major team. So purely independent clubs.
Yeah.
He used every trick to get people in. He hired superstar hitter Daryl Strawberry, who'd been shunned by the majors for his drug problems. He had a hitter that was born with no legs, a guy called Dave Stevens, whose dream was just a chance to have a hit, which he got.
Daryl Strawberry gave him that.
They became really good friends. He had free vasectomies on Father's Day. He had a nun called Sister Roz with hands of steel who gave head massages during the game.
Yeah, Bill Murray and him put a television there.
A tiny television, because they used to have the Jumbotron screens. They made a Minitron right in the middle at the back of the fence.
It was just a normal television.
No one could see it.
No one could see anything.
It was absolutely insane.
But it always played the games.
He named his son Night Train because he thought, well, he'll always get picked for any team with a name like Night Train.
Bill Murray's just turn up just to have a laugh down there.
Absolutely amazing. Let's salute Mike Veck.
Mike Veck, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 thing. We salute you. Listen, everybody. On Netflix, there is The Saint of Second Chances, a documentary where you will see yesterday's hero and today's hero, Veck Senior and Veck Junior. They are such a great pair of documentaries.
It's inspiring, yeah.
You'll just absolutely love them. If you haven't seen them, you have got a weekend treat in store for you.
Hi, I'm Danny Dyer, and welcome to
What's That Smell?
Oof.
smoky with a hint of burgers. It's my barbecue apron.
Luckily, I can make this smell like freshly picked lilies. Just pop it in the washing machine, add some Surf Tropical Lily laundry detergent and... oh, my fave. It smells like my dream holiday. Get long-lasting fragrance with natural essential oils with Surf laundry detergent. You can make anything perf with Surf.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Darth Vader doing Vicks. He's on spray. Mark in Liss. Mark, that's a great bit of work.
That's
mate.
Beautiful,
that is a fantastic.
Yeah.
Just anything for like breath and stuff.
Yeah.
Breathing. Bit of Vic. Just a bit of a chest rub. We get it. What you got, Gav?
I love this idea. Mary Berry advertising fags. That's from Chris.
That's fantastic. Really. Yeah.
Rothmans.
I've always smoked.
I've always enjoyed a cigarette after a dip.
Oh, that's a nice.
After pudding.
But after pudding, a lovely cigarette. A nice Rothman king size. Now that's a cigarette.
Also, Adam Ant doing cod fish fingers.
Yeah, well, Adam Ant as the new Captain Birdseye.
Exactly. Yeah. Very different look.
Fantastic.
Very different look. You know.
But at the top, stand and deliver.
Yeah, but with the full gear on, yes, all the makeup and it. Oh, it'd be beautiful.
With fiddly quaquas.
Oh, it'd be beautiful.
Down.
Fiddly.
But he could be the dandy, the new dandy captain. I'm the dandy captain. And he's a bit more dandy.
Yeah, right.
A bit more sort of louche. Sorry, I already got into that. Slash advertising river cruises. That's fantastic. No, but all Guns N' Roses just relaxing on the deck as they go through, I don't know, somewhere in Germany on the Danube.
Whatever. Or Centre Parks,
yes,
or something.
Yeah. Slash with the family at
Guns N' Roses at Centre Parks.
Centre Parks.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fang. Radio X.
Someone wants Brian Blessed doing adverts for hearing aids. But that's something that could happen.
Yeah,
yeah, that is something that could happen.
I can see that happening.
I love Dawn's idea in Sussex. She thinks the Kardashians or our own royal family doing a reboot of the OXO Cube family.
Yes.
With the AI, you could have the royal family
easily
doing anything.
Yes.
And they would
easily
always be hilarious.
They'd always be great doing it.
It would be really funny.
Well, like I say, King Charles in any van.
Yes.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
Just burning along. What you got there, Gav?
Mick Jagger advertising Volvo Estates, says Rich.
Love that.
I like that.
And get all the gear in here for doing pub gigs.
Loads of rooms.
No, make them a bit younger when they're loading up, starting out.
Yeah.
And of course, you get all the band in the back. We get all our kit in there. Put the drums on the roof, Charlie.
And then they throw Keith in there for a bit of comedy at the end.
Sorry, what I've done is I've gone into my welfare. It was Jasmine Harmon impression.
Dangerous.
From Place in the Sun, which is very...
Yeah.
It's not different from Mick. So that's what you're saying.
Sticking with the Stones, Keith Richards macerating Sammy Flo toilets.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Sammy Flo toilets.
I've been struggling in there.
If you're one of them cats that needs to go quite
on the road. And they're great on the road.
If you're stuck on
and
a
you,
bus.
If you're stuck in a bus and you got to go.
Well, what are you going to do?
But yeah, all right. Macerating toilets.
Ozzy Osbourne.
The advertising phrase for that be... When you gotta go.
Ozzy Osbourne for Mr. Kipling cakes.
That's fantastic.
That'd be great.
Prince Andrew doing Shaw, 72 hours.
Sure, yeah.
That's quite a...
David Seaman doing...
satire there.
Doing condoms.
Yeah, David Seaman doing condoms.
That'd be fantastic.
Amazing, yeah. I like Archbishop, for no reason at all.
Yeah.
But Archbishop Desmond Tutu doing juices. I don't know why he'd... Yes, but he would cut quite a strange figure, didn't he? I mean, that wouldn't be one the conventional advertiser would go for.
This is almost cheating, Johnny, because, well, it uses Gary Busey.
Yes.
And it just always works. But, yeah, just doing Asda ads from Gary and Croydon.
Yeah. Yeah, and also Sylvester Stallone doing soft toilet tissue. I'm not going to attempt it. Dr. Templeton, what are you seeing?
Russ and Wigan suggest Paul Weller advertising Crocs.
Nice. Because things Paul Weller would never, a mod would never be seen in, right?
Yeah.
Paul Weller wouldn't be anywhere near.
If you want Weller to front your Crocs campaign, you're going to have to go to AI for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
No, Paul wouldn't do that.
Roy Hodgson doing Brute would be quite good.
Go confer with Sir David Attenborough. Pete in a van going south. Thank you very much, Pete.
Shaking Stevens, B&Q for doing up your house.
I've worked with Shaking Stevens.
Have you?
One of the worst days ever. John Prescott just advertising eggs. And Vinnie Jones doing Viking River cruises. That might happen, actually.
It might, yeah. Motley Crue advertising Clear Blue pregnancy testing.
Again, that could happen.
That could happen.
It doesn't feel that far-fetched.
It doesn't feel that far-fetched at all. Right, I can see that.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Hey, guys. Our hunt goes on for the world's greatest nickname. Nice little gap. Bit dramatic. Mm. I liked it. Mm. Just a little beat, wasn't it?
A comedy beat, yeah.
Yeah, it was a comedy beat. Like the one Slipknot used in Psychosocial.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Or is it Spit It Out?
It's Psychosocial.
It's Psychosocial, yeah. Great. Because we love Slipknot. I do.
They're brilliant.
Gav, do you know what they are?
What?
Ace.
They are ace. They're rad.
Ace. No, in fact, no, do you know what they're? They're dead ace.
They are dead ace.
Well, any band that comes on, they got two clowns going up and down on platforms.
Oh, it's mad, yeah.
Beating dustbin.
Baseball bat on a dustbin.
Beating dustbins with baseball bats. Yeah. And it's your vision of hell.
And that's their percussion.
And footage of a fly sort of melting.
And that's their percussion.
And
that is their percussion.
That's
right, here we go. So far, we've discovered in our quest for the world's greatest nicknames, the two health and safety guys at work who look like brothers. They're called the Dukes of Hazzards.
This is brilliant.
We've got Duncan, who likes a drink and a bit of a tear-up. He's affectionately known as Duncan Disorderly. And the soldier who fell down a rabbit hole in basic training and is forever known as Alice. Keep coming, 83936, or tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise, it's just a name.
Very good sense. What have you got from Bert in Gatwick?
Bert says, in a now defunct airline I worked for, the chief pilot, in brackets a management role, was called the Seagull, as he only went flying when you threw verbal rocks at him.
Nice. I wonder if that's British Caledonian.
Yeah. It could have been.
No, I tell you why. Because at Gibraltar Airport, there is a single plane there that's a propeller plane that has British Caledonian on it.
It still has the livery
on
there.
And I wondered if you have to do that to stop the company being dormant.
Right.
So it still technically exists as like a division
of
PA. Someone's bought it, but if you haven't got any planes, it's finished.
You've got
to have a plane that's still flying or doing something. I don't know, but I saw it there anyway. Gav, what do you got?
Stephen in New Zealand, in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand, says, at Hastings Golf Club in New Zealand, we have a golf professional called Sean, but we call him Dead Man because he's always 6 feet under.
Okay, you ready for this? This is Chris in Stockport. Incidentally, thank you, Stephen, for that one. This is from Chris in Stockport. He says, or she says, my sister had a friend called Nicholas when she was at school. One day while playing in our garden, a voice shouted out of the window, copper bottom, it's time to go. It was Nicholas's mum, who later explained that copper bottom was instead of nickel arse or Nicholas. To this day, he still gets called copper bottom and he's in his mid-50s. Do you know what I like about that?
Yeah.
It was because his mum called him Nicholas.
Yeah.
Thinking, let's call him Nicholas because then we can take the mickey out of him.
That's weird.
Yeah, right.
That's really weird.
Keep coming. 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation. Otherwise,
it's just a name.
X. Tonight, siblings will squabble. Couples will clash. Buddies will brawl over dominoes. When the doorbell rings, the only thing you'll hear is betrayal. Because the best brings out the worst in us. Domino's, tearing loved ones apart since 1985. Cause a commotion tonight with the Tasty Trio deal. Large pizza, classic side and a drink. Only $19.99. And 12 November 23, delivery charges may apply. T's and C's, see dominoes.co.uk. Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan.
Do you know where I once fell in love?
Where?
I went to Burnham-on-Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Burnham Market, sorry, in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
It was so civilised and un-country.
Yeah.
I thought, well, this is all right. This
is that near Wells?
I don't know. I don't know my way around Norfolk. It's not like, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
And this place was so posh and civilised. You get this, like, a really amazing little sort of, like, deli. In this village, and a really nice pub. And then someone said, well, it's just Chelsea on Sea. And I suddenly realised that's the reason I like this place is because there's not one local in. You know my aversion to anyone local in. Anyway, I only say it because they've A place I was, you know, you kind of thought, well, if I did get a cottage somewhere,
yeah, that might be somewhere a nice up spot, there, yeah.
Somewhere sort of twee and snobby. And now they're banning people from having second homes there.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Do I think they should do?
What?
Take it the other way.
What?
How's that?
Ban locals. They're banning people from having first homes there and just go the whole hog. Buy everything.
Okay.
Hey, where are you from? Norfolk. You can't live in Norfolk.
You've got to go.
Sorry, you've got to go. Off you go.
I think that's basically what is happening.
I know it is. So you may as well just, you may as well get behind it and make the money out of that.
Right.
Do you see what I mean? It's like, it's called, you know, when you walk across like a park and it's a path made by man, it's called a desire line.
Yes.
That's it. There's a desire line. Johnny Vaughan. Radio X. I've got some great news, guys.
Go on.
A lot of you might have been tense about this. Because it's one of those places that can really it can cripple your wallet.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
One of the places is, as you know, I love Mexican food.
Sure.
I'm a big fan of Mexican food. Tortilla at the moment. I've got three good stories for you here, two about food chains that will affect your life.
Okay, go on.
The first thing is bad news. Do you want the bad news or the good news?
Bad news.
Okay, bad news, tortilla has had to blame weather for loss. You know Tortilla, that chain of Mexican restaurants?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? What's up with the weather?
Well, I'm afraid they've recorded a pre-tax loss of $600,000. They made $300,000 same time last year. They're blaming the summer.
Right.
Very quiet. They're saying the people don't, when it's not good weather, people don't reach for Mexican food.
Oh, interesting. Nice. Yeah, yeah.
When it's really hot.
Yeah.
And you just feel so crippled by heat.
Yeah.
Then you toddle up. Then you think, burrito.
Yeah, right.
Right, but you don't otherwise. So he. I'm just saying, if you are investing in Mexican food.
Sure, yeah.
Take a look at your weather app.
Yeah.
Because that literally, I would think, mirrors the share price.
Sure, makes sense.
Second up, you want the good news, right?
Go on, yeah.
Got some great news for you here.
Yeah.
Sausage roll maker Greggs, they bill him in the Telegraph. They're a lot more than that, matey.
If they need to be.
No, but Sunset, do you hate how patronising that tone is in the Telegraph, which we don't normally use? I couldn't find the Times today. Isn't that disgusting?
Very.
Sausage roll maker.
They're just...
There's so much more
arrogant
than that.
It's a very arrogant statement.
They don't even mention those delicious donuts.
The Friday donuts.
Donuts.
The Friday vegan donut special.
The clouds of joy.
Oh, they are clouds.
They are
sugary clouds of joy. And that's just Sunta. When she brings them in and smiles
that's
at
them. Right.
With her Friday smile.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have said they are not going to raise their prices in the run-up to Christmas.
Wow.
Isn't that so nice of them?
Solid.
Lovely.
That's a really solid move from
but
them.
But it shows, you know, everyone's so cynical and thinks, oh, around Christmas, oh, we'll raise the prices. Yeah. Not Greggs.
Nope.
Oh, no, sir. Because they're our friends.
Sure.
If Greggs were a political party, Gav, are they getting your vote?
I think so. I mean, I like the light blue logo and... I think their message is
definitely,
sound.
Definitely. I think it is. I think they stand for the people of Britain.
Sure.
I'd vote Greggs.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
Next up. It'd be interesting when we had the placards and we protested and stuff, just placards with sausage rolls on.
What, in front of the other parties?
Mr. Greg! Okay, last story for you, okay?
Go on.
Really, this has got nothing to do with either of those last. Well, it's still in the retail sector, yeah?
Okay.
So this is my trio of retail stories, vaguely.
Okay.
Although this lot, what they do is miss out on the money bit of retail by shoplifting.
Right.
Okay.
So a gang who have been suspected of stealing $3,000 worth of electrical goods from a supermarket.
Yeah.
They were caught. Get this. They were all suddenly nicked, which really surprising for shoplifters because they're just getting away with it.
Mm. Yeah.
They are just getting away because shopkeepers don't want to confront people anymore. Yeah. In the old days, they would do.
Yeah.
They were caught by off-duty police who were training security guards in the place they were stealing from in handcuffs.
Man.
In how to use handcuffs.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
and they got some on-the-site training instantly.
Yeah. Make my day, punk. Yeah? Right, so those are my three retail stories. What have we learnt? Look at the weather when investing in Mexican food. No price raises at Greggs, and don't shoplift where they're doing handcuff training or at all.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
I just nipped down to get some Maltesers, came back. And and the studio, it just it smells like sulfur,
right?
Or
a bit eggy,
yeah. Or as Harry said, bum. and sometimes it turns out it's because sometimes when you do open popcorn,
there's a little hint.
It smells a bum.
There's an element.
Smells
there.
A bum.
Sure.
Weirdly, sometimes I walk past those particularly those artisan coffee shops, yeah?
Yeah.
And it really does, it smells of weed.
Yeah?
No doubt about it. You sort of think, someone's got some front.
Yeah, I know.
And you realise it's coming from there. Anyway, Smelzer, 83936, please. No, sometimes X, Smelzer Y.
Radio X.
So we're just looking at some of the things that Smelzer, X, Smelzer Y. Tell you what, my jeans Smelzer potatoes.
They do, after a couple of days.
A couple of days, and if it rains on the front.
Oh, yeah.
And the worst thing is I can't stop sort of leaning forward in, like, quite a yoga position.
Sure, sure.
And just having a sniff of my jeans, I sort of I'll sit
potato-y
there.
Potato-y jeans.
Each time going, ugh.
Potatoes.
More potato.
Yes.
Not nice.
Sort of old potato.
No, like a sort of wet potato. But apparently that's because of the starch in the cotton. So it is there.
Makes sense, yeah.
Hey, Gav, makes sense.
Makes sense.
What have you bozos seen?
Tony the Roofer has got a great nomination. What's it? You open them. There's an element of dog poo there.
There is an element
of
dog poo.
He's right. It's a strong flavour.
Right. And it's also quite high-pitched.
It is a high-pitched note. Yeah. Yeah.
See, what else does that as well? It can sneak up on you. And actually, you can fall into false accusations if you're with a group of
friends.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
dry roasted peanuts.
Mm. They'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
You open one of those up and people are starting to look at your mates.
They're
like,
pungent.
Hey. We're through that stage when it's funny.
Yeah, right.
It's not funny at all. Or if someone does it in a car, you're like, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Some crisp flavours will do that.
We've just been to some services. What have you seen there, Sons?
Laura, 47 years old of Devizes, says, hi, team. Scrambled egg made in the microwave smells like wet dog.
Yes.
It should not be cooked like that ever.
No. Laura is absolutely right. Laura, 47, of Devizes. Devizes. She's absolutely right. I was wondering what it smelt like. But she's absolutely right. No, I didn't do it while we were on holiday.
Yeah.
We couldn't work out how to use the cooker at first because you had to turn the gas on independently. So someone cooked scrambled eggs in the microwave. And I was thinking, what does that smell like?
And it was wet dog.
That's really solved that for me.
Wow.
What have you seen there, Gav?
Lisa in Scarborough says pre-packed chicken fillets.
Don't, because that's they really do as well.
Well, the worst thing about that is you kind of also have to check they're fresh,
yes.
So you do have to smell them.
Then you've got that sort of die-down time.
Oh, it's
when it's
awful.
Got like a kind of half-life on it, to speak, radioactive terms.
Yeah.
Smelzer. Harry Maguire smells a donkey, says Big Chris in Cornwall. I can believe that, especially when he's wet.
Sure.
I've never been close enough to test that out.
They don't play him in the rain, do they?
No, they don't.
No.
Why?
They don't play him at all, Gav. To be fair.
They don't play him in the defence.
No, they don't. Someone, Jason Watford, thinks that every single packet of dry roasted peanuts are sealed actually with a bit of poop in them.
Yep.
I think it's part of it. I don't know about that.
Yep. We can't be sure they haven't.
A freshly opened bottle of Corona definitely smells like marijuana. So Joe of Dis is told. And little Si smells of despair.
X. Meet Charlie. She loves dogs.
Guilty.
She powers her pup empire with Shopify.
The sales won't stop.
With Charlie's tech needs sorted, she can focus on turning her home business into a global operation. Yes, boy. Join Shopify, the commerce platform powering millions of businesses worldwide. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.co.uk/setup22. Go to shopify.co.uk/setup22 to start selling online today.
Radio X.
Johnny Vaughan.
Do you know what, guys? It's Thursday, October the 5th. I came back in the room earlier, having been to get some small geezers, that's Maltesers from the canteen, and Sons were out to pack of popcorn, and popcorn smells of sulfur, bum. And we're just wondering, all your ex smells of why, what you've... And blown away by the quantity of what we've had in. Sons, what have you seen that appealed? Or didn't?
Z in Essex says, my sweaty wrist behind my Fitbit strap smells like vinegar.
Wow.
The worst thing is not very few of these. I think I'd like to get a hold of that.
No.
Gav, what do you see?
Matt in Bolton says there's a small side office at my office that smells like a pet shop. Nowhere else does, though. I can only assume it's because a couple of chipmunks are fooling around in some sawdust under the desk.
It could be that. Yeah. What's weird about that is that I've got one that links to two things here, because Jeff, my late great bulldog, one of his ears used to smell of pet shop.
Really?
And when we
one of them?
Yes. I used to call him Pet Shop. And sometimes if I was watching telly, I'd just sit there just cradling his little head, his massive heavy head in one hand.
It was like a bowling ball his head, yeah.
And each time I did, he used to go, also, Gav, the reason I say this is because someone says Tough John's puppies smells of toast when they're perfectly cooked, says Carly Stoke. He means the toast perfectly cooked, not the puppies.
Right.
Okay, here's my last one for you. Ready for this? This is genius. My dad's sofa cushion smells a damp cupboard.
When cardboard, you pick it,
damp cardboard.
Yeah.
When you're looking for the remote control or, say, a lost hamster and you get a whiff of it, you lift up the thing, it smells of... But that's just his dad's.
Still whiffed.
No, I love that. Lee, 41.
So
characterising the niff of his dad.
I can smell that cushion.
Specifically his dad. Lee, that's a great smellser.
Radio X.
Hey, Harry. I've heard that while Little Size at the Tory Party conference, making out he's had a baby.
I know.
Thank you for pointing that out, listener. Harry, you got an alternative?
Yeah, I gathered together all the disgruntled ex-employees from Little Size data team.
Oh, there's a few of them.
Yeah, there's quite a few. Took me a while to get them all together, actually.
They all stormed out one week.
Yeah, and in the absence of maps, we created this.
Paint the Town Red with Harry.
That's more like it, Harold. Great stuff. Let's paint that town red. Incidentally, is an expression that comes from Melton Mowbray. It's the first ever use of hooligans in the English language. And a family, the Hooligans, who were from the East End, they one night painted Melton Mowbray red.
You're kidding.
Wow. They painted the town red.
So we got Hooligan and Paint the Town Red from one incident.
From one incident, yeah.
Amazing.
Okay, so each letter of the word red stands for something in the pet town, which isn't included in maps.
So it's just a three-letter acronym.
That's it.
A TLA.
Nice.
Oh, I like
it. And it's simple. Starting us off is... which is for restaurants.
Oh, restaurants!
Yay.
Now, Beaconsfield. Let me just say,
Andrew and T. Wells he'll just be staring at his radio.
Oh my God! Like a caveman seeing fire for the first
time. Yes, right. Like man seeing fire for the first time. Literally, like the first time I smelled bacon.
Now, Beaconsfield. Quite the foodie hotspot.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are we talking?
Well, according to TripAdvisor, the best place to go is the gastropub The Greyhound.
Okay.
It's also named as the best restaurant in Buckinghamshire at the 2021 Muddy Stiletto Awards.
Right, I didn't know about the Muddy Stilettos, but
it's also in the Michelin guide, but we'll leave that.
Right. Right,
if you do go to the Greyhound, then I'd suggest starting with the Norfolk Quail, followed by the grilled red mullet, with the banana souffle to finish.
Nice. Okay, nice. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Other options in the town centre include the 5-star Crazy Bear Hotel, Brasserie Blanc, the Giggling Squid, Pizza Express, Brown's, and Tony's Snack Bar, but to name a few. However, for those a little more adventurous, then there's Old Town Fryer Chippy, which as of May this year has a food hygiene rating of 2.
Right.
And then finally, as you'd expect, from officially the third best motorway services in the UK, the M40 Extra in Beaconsfield, it has a plethora of options, including Nando's, McDonald's, Leon, KFC, and even a Wetherspoons.
You're kidding!
They are well catered for. Wait a second.
At a motorway services.
Yeah,
I know.
The Temptations afforded us.
It's like Monaco up there.
Coach parties.
Yes.
You know it.
Because that's an irresponsible thing to offer motorists.
Anyway,
it's bad enough with the ice cold lager at Nando's. Mm.
Next up is
E.
E is for entertainment.
Again, another thing he's ignored, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's like we want to add Red Maps and just do a whole hour on it.
Andrew says, my mind is blown already. Which data team has advised? Is it Kim?
She was always a bit rogue.
She was,
she?
And she never trusted Simon.
He was.
Kim, ultimate influence. Right,
can
anyway.
You say, you're going well, but someone else has texted in to quote Hans Solo. It's Hans Solo. Don't bother you. Yeah. To quote Hans Solo, Harry, don't get cocky, kid.
Thanks. I'll do my best. Okay. So, E for entertainment. Yep. Obvious family-friendly option here is the Beaconscott Model Village and Railway, the oldest and the original model village in the world.
You are kidding.
I'm not.
Wow.
Dead true.
Wow.
That was also in the quiz yesterday.
That was in the quiz yesterday. I was going to say, that knowledge is familiar to me.
Sure. Mm-mm-mm. It opened for the first time in 1929. Set across 1.5 acres of immaculate gardens, more than 200 buildings, 3,000 inhabitants, 1,000 animals and hundreds of vehicles, there is much to discover in this, I quote, wonderful little world tucked away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life.
How about that?
It sounds handsomely appointed.
Yeah,
it does sound handsomely appointed, Gav.
For those football fans out there, Beaconsfield Town FC are playing in the FA Trophy third round qualifying against Ashford United on Saturday. Admission is £10 for adults, £6 for concessions.
£10.
Free for under 16s, though.
Terrific.
And finally, if you're after something a little bit naughty,
yes,
then on the last Saturday of every month at Revolutions Beaconsfield, you can go and see all-male erotic dance group Man Oh Man.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you know something? That's quite weird with this.
Yeah.
This is genuinely interesting.
It's fascinating. How does Simon avoid all these juicy details?
I almost forgot in this bit of the show that radio can be engaging and informative, you know, and entertaining.
Such an eye-opener.
Unbelievable, isn't it? An ear-opener. Yeah.
£25
it's mind-blowing.
Gets you... £25 gets you a meet and greet as well as a welcome drink. Hashtag
that's
bargain.
I thought you'd say some malcontent. Last category.
Okay.
D.
Now, that is for, does it have a Domino's?
Okay.
Interesting.
Oh,
interesting
God,
question. Done.
This is genius. Yes, it must do.
No. No, it does not.
No Domino's, you say.
And
no.
That was...
Paint the Town Red. With Harry.
I tell you something, Harry.
That's very good. That was
there
very
was a
good.
Moment then, I was listening to my headphones, I was thinking, God, radio's good. I was thinking, it's my show.
Andrew says, I do sort of miss the Weasley-ness, though.
I don't.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You'll get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every Friday. This is actually me. I was trying to sound what I... Sound with AI.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
If I was AI.
Glitching slightly.
No, it is me. It is me. If you want to get into... Email Johnny at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Did you know that Sky Mobile has 99% network coverage? That means...
Dads, like me.
Commuters, like me.
And farmers, like...
yep, they all get 99% network coverage on Sky Mobile. Hello, possible.
4G outdoor network available to 99% of UK population.